No, it is not perfect, and yes, it is a compromise. But when the history books are written, people will look at the decision. People will look at the decision of this House tomorrow and ask, did we deliver on the country's vote to leave the European Union? Did we safeguard our economy, our security and our union? Or did we let the British people down?
That's British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking in the House of Commons yesterday, urging members to vote for her deal to end Britain's ties with the European Union, a last-ditch appeal to parliamentarians in the face of a vote that she is expected to lose. The vote happens in about 7 hours' time. Britain is set to leave the EU on the 29th of March. Nobody knows really what's going to happen after today. Ashley Prime is a former diplomat, former Toronto resident, now living in London, managing director of Navigator. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
People have said that this is the most profound political crisis facing Britain since the end of the Second World War. Will Theresa May's deathbed pleas yesterday in the House of Commons do anything to sway the votes?
I think the answer to that is almost certainly not. Even though this morning she's been sort of reaching out within her cabinet to her own MPs, an amendment has been tabled by one of her backbenchers looking to continue with the Irish border issue post December 2012, and that seems to have done absolutely nothing whatsoever. So I would say with almost certainty that she's going to lose this evening. Now, the size of the loss will define actually where we go next. If it's sort of 150 or even 200 MPs defeat her, she will be in deep trouble.
We heard the laughter and the jeers there just as she was speaking in the House of Commons. Mm. People have said that on all sides, nobody's happy with her, that those who voted for Brexit don't like the deal that she has negotiated. Those who did not vote to leave the European Union aren't happy. Is that really kind of at the center of this, that she hasn't made anybody happy with what she's negotiated?
I mean, remarkably, I think you're right. She's managed to sort of bring both sides of the argument together. People don't like her deal, who desperately want to leave the EU, a clean break almost. And those who would like to remain in the EU, of course, don't like her deal. She's brought both sides together against her. But it also reflects, actually, how deeply divided not only Parliament is, but also how deeply divided this country is.
And deeply divided even since the vote. I mean, people voted to leave the European Union, but that vote was close. It was a surprise. What's the sense, if you take it out of the politics, what's the sense on the streets of London and beyond the capital about what should happen now?
Well, I think there's two different answers there. Within London, London very overwhelmingly voted to remain in the EU. Outside the big cities, you get a very, very different picture. People voted more to leave, excluding, of course, Scotland. So, I mean, it's very different, I think, if you look outside London to looking at it through the Westminster and city bubble. I think that we do remain divided. I mean, I think there has been a shift as people understand, actually, A, how tough getting out of the EU is, but B, what the potential and likely damage will be. And you've already seen the markets. I mean, sterling has fallen nearly 20% since the referendum. Mm. And watch the markets over the next few days as well. I mean, sterling will certainly come under pressure. There was talk in the city this morning of suspending trading on sterling because it's just so potentially volatile.
So when
Politicians just don't have control over that, you know. So watch the markets as much as anything else.
Well, she doesn't seem to have control over her own party. So when she loses this vote today, and depends on how much she loses it by, what happens then?
Well, I think there are a number of sort of possibilities. I mean, she could reach out across to the Labour Party and see if she can get some support and consensus there. Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the opposition, is almost certain to call a motion of no confidence in the government, which could therefore lead to a general election. If that happens, well, I think you're in the realms of looking at not leaving the EU on the 29th of March, but extending Article 50 for a few more months. But then, of course, that has to be agreed with the EU Commission and member states. She could go back to Brussels. I mean, I don't think that's beyond the realms of possibility to see if you can tweak anything else out. But, you know, I think all those cards will be thrown up in the air and almost anything could happen. There's talk of parliamentarians, backbenchers, wrestling control of the government away from them and setting the agenda themselves. You know, that would reverse, you know, decades or even centuries of sort of parliamentary procedure. So, you know, almost anything could happen in the next next few days.
Could there be another referendum?
Well, that is also on the cards as well. I mean, the Liberal Party, the only party actually that is saying, yes, we should go for a rerun of the 2016 referendum. Others aren't saying that. I mean, the Labour Party, if we do go for a general election, you know, what will be their manifesto policy? Will they be, looking at remaining in the EU or looking at a second referendum or indeed a different version of Theresa May's Brexit deal with the EU? You know, who knows?
In the meantime, we're reading and hearing stories this morning, and these have been continuing over the last couple of weeks, certainly, but as this vote looms, of people in Britain, you know, loading up the pantry, stockpiling on supplies in case of a doomsday scenario where supplies are cut off. We're hearing stories of planes being chartered to bring in emergency medical supplies. How are people feeling about what's happening? I mean, are you seeing that? Are you hearing of people who are in this kind of panic mode, not knowing what the future's going to hold?
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, certainly the media here has been highlighting individuals who have been sort of stockpiling, you know, baked beans and dog food. Yes, that's happening, and certainly, you know, sort of medicines as well. But I think at the moment that is not, you know, widespread. This isn't kind of a rerun, hopefully, of the sort of the Berlin airlift. But, you know, I think the general sense of people in the UK is just, for heaven's sake, get it sorted out. You know, we've been living with this for coming up to 3 years now. You know, a lot of people have put their lives on kind of hold until we know what happens. Business, of course, you know, our economy has slowed dramatically since the referendum. We've gone from being the fastest growing G7 country to, you know, bouncing around the bottom along with sort of Greece and Italy, and we haven't even actually left the EU as yet. So it's certainly from a view in the city, you know, M&A deals are certainly down. As I mentioned, sterling is down. So, you know, there will be a hit on the economy. People are saying that. If we go to WTO rules, if there is a no deal, you know, that would be very, very difficult for the UK. I think, my sense is that the kind of the no deal is really the last option to the government. Nobody really wants that. And it's partly that it would be economically, you know, catastrophic, I think, for the UK. But also, we haven't really prepared for it. Yes, we've, you know, done a little bit of window dressing in, you know, to get ready for a no deal. But I don't think it's been much more than that. I just don't really see no deal as an option at the moment. But, you know, who knows by the end of this week.
You just wonder, just finally, whether there's any buyer's regret here. That the people who voted in favor of this now wonder, you know, what did I vote for? And did I really want this?
Sure. I think a lot of people are thinking that. You know, actually admitting that in public, I think is quite difficult. I don't see many Leave voters who've changed their minds, nor t'other way around. I mean, you know, we always like to think at a human level that, you know, I voted the right way. You know, if there is a second vote, I'm not sure you would get a different outcome, to be honest. You know, the people who voted to leave, I think, predominantly outside the metropolis, their positions haven't changed. You know, so I don't necessarily see that even going for a people's vote, you would get a hugely different outcome, even though the polls are suggesting otherwise.
It's another huge day in a long list of huge days. We'll leave it there and watch what happens. Ashley, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ashley Prime, Managing Director with Navigator, public strategy communications firm, former diplomat, former Torontonian, speaking with us from London.